Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, Bill, we had pretty much written this team off in terms of making the playoffs, but the Sabres have won 5 of their last 6 games. The teams ahead of them in the standings are faltering, and all of a sudden they're back in the hunt.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And I'll be honest, I'd basically written them off. I didn't think they were going to get back in the hunt, but here we are. It's late February, and they're playing meaningful games, and give them credit. They've come back with a vengeance. They've won 5 of 6. They had 2 great games over the weekend. I think the game in Pittsburgh was one of their most complete efforts all season. They come back the next day at home and eke out a win over the Winnipeg Jets, a difficult opponent, and they've positioned themselves nicely. I mean, do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Probably not, but given where this team's been for so long, just to be in the position to play meaningful games at this time of year is significant. And this upcoming 4-game road trip, it's a pretty brutal trip against Western Conference opponents. If they can split these games, if they can get 5 points or whatever, they might be in pretty good shape. But if they go 1-3 or 0-4, obviously they're probably finished.
Well, that leads us to Monday's trade deadline. GM Jason Botterill made 2 deals. He acquired forward Wayne Simmonds from New Jersey for a draft pick, and then traded Connor Sheary and Evan Rodriguez to Pittsburgh for a young forward, Dominic Cahoon. Let's start with Simmonds, a 31-year-old veteran. He spent several years in Philadelphia, among other places. Tell us about him and what he brings to the team.
Well, he brings a lot. He's a proven goal scorer. I think the way he plays, he's just tenacious. He likes to go to the front of the net. I think any team needs that, especially the Sabres. And I think he's just, from everything I've heard, a good veteran guy to have in the room, a strong voice. And, I mean, he has experience that I don't think anyone on the Sabres really has. I mean, he's been in the league for 12 years. He's played over 900 games, and he's been in the playoffs most of the time. So his presence is kind of a unique presence in the Sabres locker room. And it's significant he waived a no-trade clause to come here. He has a lot to prove. He's been a very, very consistent scorer throughout his career, but he's 31. He's starting to enter a different phase of his career. When the Flyers traded him to Nashville before last year's deadline, he didn't score a lot. He hasn't had a good year with the New Jersey Devils, one of the league's worst teams. And he's reached a stage where he knows he has to prove himself if he wants to get another contract or another significant contract. So that's why he came to Buffalo, and at least 20 games could be very critical for the rest of his career.
And how about Dominic Cahoon? He's a player many fans weren't as familiar with.
Yes, he's an interesting player. He was born in the Czech Republic. He's had a pretty long career with the German national team. He won a silver at the Olympics, but he's taken a different path to the NHL. He was undrafted. He came over to North America to play for the Sudbury Wolves in the Ontario Hockey League, and then he went back to Germany and had a lot of success there. And then last year he came back to North America and he had a strong rookie season for the Chicago Blackhawks. They traded him the Penguins. He seemed to fit in pretty well over there. And I think that's a notable piece that the Sabres got. They didn't just get a rental in Wayne Simmonds. They got a 24-year-old versatile forward with a pretty good track record that could become a pivotal player for them in the future, and even this year.
Well, as far as the guys who were moved, Rodriguez requested a trade earlier this season, and Sheary, I think, never quite caught on in Buffalo.
No, Connor Sheary didn't catch on, and he's a talented player. He had a track record of success before coming to the Sabres, winning 2 cups with the Penguins, but it just never worked for him here. I mean, you saw glimpses of it, of his goal-scoring ability, but he would go weeks and weeks without scoring. He was wildly inconsistent. This year he was a healthy scratch, and it was just one of those guys. He's an unrestricted free agent following the season. You knew the Sabres weren't going to bring him back. And even with the Sabres kind of in go-for-it mode, you figured they would trade him somewhere before the deadline. And Pittsburgh is a good fit for him. He's had a lot of success there. He can play with Sidney Crosby, and I think he'll be a good fit there. As far as Rodriguez, he's a guy that just, for whatever reason, it didn't work with him and Coach Ralph Kruger. And it was from the get-go, really. He was scratched opening night. He got a big arbitration award, $2 million, during the summer. And you figured he was going to be one of the Sabres' top 9 forwards. He would play a big role. And then he just never got on track. He sat out a lot of games early. I think he found a groove in the past month or two. but I just don't think he was part of their plan in the future.
So to sum it up, what's the message being sent by Botterill with these two trades?
Well, it's a pretty strong message that the Sabres, they're going for it. They're not going for it in the sense that they're mortgaging future assets, trying to win the Stanley Cup, but they made some significant moves to help the team now, and just playing meaningful games is significant. And Jason Botterill mentioned that about four times in his news conference on Monday, that the experience some of these young players, Jack Eichel, Rasmus Dahlin, some other ones, can get just by being in the hunt and playing critical late-season games is invaluable. And I still don't think the Sabres are going to make the playoffs, as I said, but if they do make it, it would just be such a black cloud lifted off the organization. It's been hanging over them for so long. The Sabres have reached a point in their history where just making the playoffs would be a huge milestone. It would be so big for the organization to kind of reach that and move past that. I think they view the playoffs differently than most organizations, because most organizations have made it in the past 8 years. But if they could make it, it would be monumental.
Well, let's also mention what happened with defenseman Zach Bogosian. The Sabres terminated his contract late last week after he refused to accept a demotion to Rochester. He, too, requested a trade earlier this season. He has since signed on with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Some overall thoughts on Bogosian and his time in Buffalo.
Well, I mean, it was injury-filled, and it's too bad, because when Zach Bogosian's at his best, when he's healthy, he's a pretty good NHL defenseman. He can do a lot of things well, but I believe he was injured before he played his first game ever in Buffalo, and the injuries never stopped. I don't think he hit the 70-game mark ever in Buffalo, and he reached a point where, after having both of his hips surgically repaired, even coming off a pretty solid season last year, he just wasn't the same player this year, and he wasn't playing. He wanted out. The Sabres wanted to send him to Rochester, and it was a smart move by him to refuse that, because instead of playing in the AHL, I mean, he's playing for one of the NHL's heavyweights, the Tampa Bay Lightning, right now. And the Sabres win in this. I mean, my thought is that they knew he wouldn't go to Rochester, and they did that on purpose, of course, but they're freed from his big salary cap hit, and his departure helped them get a guy like Wayne Simmonds and make other moves.
The Sabres begin a four-game road trip tonight in Colorado. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.